She was a writer who thought she had run out of storylines, so went to the theater for some ideas. Her recent experience with life had bordered on the unusual, and she was headed for yet another such encounter as she walked back to her car after attending the performance. A man walked toward her. He looked like a homeless person, and she didn't want to be hassled for money, so crossed the street midway of the block. Just as she was about halfway across, he called to her and asked if she could help out a brother. As she turned to look at him and give her pat answer of, "Not this time," she saw a man of about 40, dressed in dark slacks that were somewhat soiled, a presentable-looking light-colored jacket, and a baseball cap. He had some plastic bags on his arm and a smile on his face. She began to walk toward the man as if in a trance. He repeated his request and added that he would like to get something to eat. She approached him and asked what he wanted. His reply was, "Something that sticks to the ribs so I can sleep tonight. Around at the burger place for a sandwich and some fries." If he really wanted to eat, she preferred to buy it for him. "I'll get you something," she said. "Would one of the restaurants around here be okay?" The man looked at her and said, "Yes, ma'am. I like the spaghetti factory about a block from here." With a smile on her face, she said, "All right, let's go." They turned to walk up the street in the direction from which he came. She asked his name. His reply was, "Oliver, and yours?" She introduced herself as Cindy Baker Whitfield. "Pleased to meet you," she said. Oliver was homeless, but he was a man with etiquette. He walked with her purposefully on the inside of the street. She was impressed and began to inquire of his current station as a homeless person. As they walked to the restaurant, he told her that a divorce was the cause. They reached the spaghetti factory and were seated. He removed his cap, and after ordering, Oliver excused himself and went to the men's room to wash up. He ordered linguine, chicken, a salad, and a Coke. She wanted only to see that he ate, so just sipped some water as they talked. As she sat there, wondering why she had taken time to do this deed on this particular day at this precise time, he began telling her his story, the story of his life. "Actually, the divorce spun me into alcohol. I love my wife and daughter so much, it was painful to be separated from them. I thought the booze would deaden the pain, but then the domino effect took hold of me. I went to hard drugs and began to live on the streets, anywhere I could lay my head. I no longer cared about anything." Oliver ate the food with the grace of an educated man, a man trained by loving parents. Parents who, were they alive, would be saddened by his present status of homeless. He hung his head and said, There were times when I would I would steal from stores or homes to support my drug habit. I became a pretty good scam artist also. I remember the time I called my sisters and told them I was clean, you know, straight, and needed some cash to get an apartment because I had a job waiting for me. All I needed was an address to prove my stability. One sis fell for it and sent me enough money that supported my habit for several months. Cindy asked, "Are you scamming me now, Oliver?" "No, ma'am. No scam." He leaned in close to her and gently said, "My grandfather was a wonderful man. His words would come to my mind whenever I was trying to keep out of reach of the law. He would say, 'Son, you can run from man, but you can't hide from God. He was a wise man, my grandfather. Sensing the close bond between Oliver and his grandfather, Cindy said, "What fond memories, Oliver. Did you spend a lot of time with him, like summer vacations?" "He lived on the same property we lived on. He owned the land and had a house built for my mother, his daughter, after she married my father. So I got to see him every day." Oliver wore a big smile as he reminisced about his grandfather. Oliver put his head back reflectively and said, That man had so many sayings that helped me in life. I say he was a man of noble character, 'cause you see, that land he owned and lived on was swindled from him. His two sisters were con artists. They got him drunk one night and made him sign 150 of the 200 acres of land over to them. And he never hated them for it either. Case in point, his love for them was so powerful, it influenced my mother. She forgave her aunts for taking her inheritance. Whenever I was being less than loving to my two sisters, Grandfather would remind me of that story. Then he'd say, 'Boy, the ability to express love is present in everyone.'" Her eyes were closed, and she was smiling as though in agreement with his grandfather's philosophy. Oliver had just about finished his dinner and took a long pause, then looked at the woman. With tears in his eyes, he said, "I've realized that this horrible condition I've experienced was not a condemnation from God, but an opportunity for me to see my life from a different perspective. I gave up drugs 2 years ago and have recently found God again, and I'm about to enter a rehab center. It's a live-in program, Cindy. It's only 1 month. I've had the interview already, and I go there tomorrow to start a new life." He could see tears in Cindy's eyes. Oliver reminded her of her brother, for Oliver's story was also her brother's story, your uncle's story, your son's story, and the story of countless others, men who belong to all of us. He continued, "Thank you for reaching out to assist me tonight, Cindy. I will never forget you, girl. Thank you. I know that I have value and can be of assistance to someone in some way. So tomorrow, Lord, yes, tomorrow will be the start of a new life, an expression of my true self. Amen." The answer to Cindy's query about being with Oliver right then, right there, had been given to her. Oliver had a story that needed to be told, not only to her, but to her readers. A story about love, forgiveness, remembering who you are and your purpose on this planet. Oliver walked Cindy to her car and offered to clean her windshield with the wadded up newspapers and bottle of window cleaner he carried in those plastic bags. She declined, threw her arms around him, and gave him a big hug, then said, "Thank you, Oliver, for being on my path."